started and grown several multi-million dollar businesses. His mission is to help you do the same. Welcome to the Business Growth Pod, building the future one entrepreneur at a time.
Anytime I hear people talk about grinding, I hear that terminology a lot. Well, what happens when you grind something? After a while, it dissipates, right? If you grind and grind and grind and grind, well, it just goes away. So if you're just constantly just grinding, you're probably not being the most efficient that you can be. Some of my best ideas are in the shower, at the gym. I get clarity when I'm hiking a mountain because it's like, oh, wait a minute. This problem that I had at work, it's clear as day. But when I'm grinding, when I'm sitting there in work, the solutions don't come to me. So that's when I try to talk to people about, hey, let's have some real like balance where you're not just focused on this one issue, because the problem is.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Alan. I'm a family man, an attorney, and an entrepreneur. Each week, we provide resources and advice to help build your business. Are you ready? Then let's go. Everyone, welcome to the Business Growth Pod. I'm your host. I'm Alan Draper. I'm an entrepreneur. I think that's what I am most proud about, at least when people ask me about professionally what I do. I'm a startup expert. I'm becoming an angel investor, and I've invested in over 23 companies, and it's growing rapidly. I had two startups within the last quarter of 2021, and they're both off and running. And, you know, my main goal with this podcast, if you notice, I don't have advertisers. I don't monetize it at all. My purpose is to help startups. And make sure you go to my website, alandraper.com, schedule an appointment with me. If you have a startup and you have questions, my specialty is everybody within 6 months of starting up until about 2 years after starting their business, opening their doors. I'm really excited about our guest today. He's an Amazon best-selling author, and he's a top mindset and performance coach. And those types of things really come into play when you're battling some of the demons that face your startup and all those things. So anyway, excited to have J.M. Ryerson on the show today. We're going to talk about how you can get to the next level with your startup and how you can improve your business. Welcome to the show, J.M.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it. And so true what you said. I am passionate about being an entrepreneur. It's such a cool experience. There's so much to talk about. I agree with you. I'm passionate about the startups necessarily, but certainly business in general.
Yeah, for sure. I love the startup mentality. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love starting new businesses. I have a few that have been established for pretty near a decade now, do financially quite well. They're growing and things like that. But I'm really passionate about the early stages. And I think it's one thing that I'm addicted to is this feeling of, man, are we going to make it, right? Is this thing actually going to work, right? Studies show that most businesses fail. I think 94% of businesses are closed within the first 5 years, right? And I mean, it sounds like you do a lot of things. I tell early entrepreneurs, I tell them that it's impossible for their business to reach a level or a degree that they personally are not at. Right. As an entrepreneur and as a leader of a business, you cannot lead people to a level that you have not attained. Would you agree with that?
100%. I agree with that. And look, you're going to face adversity and challenge. Just know that going in, like you, the fact that it's, I think you said 94%. Yeah. And you know what? Those odds, I get it. That sounds scary. But I think why, at least why I am addicted to business is that belief and that excitement about creating something. That's hard to replace, brother, in my opinion. It's like when you see a problem and you're like, oh, I can fix that. That's pretty freaking cool. And you think of these amazing things that have been invented through the years. That was somebody that just thought it up that said, well, that's a problem. We can probably fix it. And they were called crazy and all these other things, but they did it. And there's so many great examples of that. You know, especially in today's day and age. I mean, look at the technology. It's so rapid, so fast, and they continue to come up with cooler and cooler stuff. So I think it's just an amazing idea to create something just by a thought.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. That's one of my favorite things about business is, and I talk about this a lot, I'm pretty passionate about it, especially, you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen how easy it is to destroy, right? We've seen people rioting and looting, and we've seen, you know, people treating people in ways they shouldn't, and all of these things. And destruction is the natural course of things. If we don't do anything, our houses get dirty, you know, over the years, the decades, you know, centuries, they'll crumble. Chaos is the natural state of things. What is hard, it's easy to destroy something. What's hard is to build it. That's what's difficult. And at the end of my life, I think about this a lot. I think about what I want people to say about me when I'm not there. And my guess is there's going to be some mixed reviews, but ultimately I want them to say that I built things, that I built, I helped people grow, that I helped build businesses, that I built opportunities and all these things. And that's the unique thing that entrepreneurs have. And it's a very powerful tool. It puts them in a very powerful position. I was reading through your website, Jam, and something that stuck out to me was your focus on this work-life balance. I want to talk to you about that today. On your website, it says that you've made a career out of being a top business performance coach, and you believe in a healthy work-life balance above all else. What does that mean to you?
That means checking in on the various areas to make sure that you have it. Because here's what I will tell you. In my first company, I didn't have great work-life balance. I grinded to the point that I damn near got divorced, that my family, there was zero balance. Now, it did happen to succeed. And I mean that through sheer blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, it was like just putting in the hours. But here's what's crazy. Because there was no balance, it didn't take off the way company number two, three, and certainly number four. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yes, through sheer effort and I guess work ethic, yeah, you could do it. But at what cost? What did it almost cost me? My family, being with my wife, these things that I really care about. And it doesn't have to be that way. I'm not saying don't work hard. Absolutely. You're going to work hard in your relationship, in your business, but you also have to have some semblance of balance. If you're grinding 90 hours and you're never recharging those batteries, there's a shelf life. And that's where those 94%ers come in, man. It's like they had a great idea, but they absolutely destroyed it, to your point, because they didn't have their eye on all the other things that they have. And it's just the shelf life is so small. So I've heard people talk about it, you know, sleep the 3 hours and blah, blah, blah. Look at what costs. I've seen so many people that are extremely wealthy that are no longer on this earth because they didn't have balance. So I'm very passionate about it because look, I want you to build things. And if you're healthy, if your relationships are healthy, if your business is healthy, you can do another one. Just like you said, 23 businesses. I guarantee you have balance because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do that. So you probably take care of your body. You take care of your having a personal life. You take care of your relationships. That allows you to show up as your very best.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that you said that, you know, your first business, you kind of clawed and scratched your way through. And then once you kind of started to figure out this balance a little more, your second and third, you were able to kind of be more productive in that way. I think a lot of people, especially those that are just getting started with their businesses, they're thinking the opposite, right? They're thinking, you know, the more I work, the more successful I'm going to be. And so what is it? What is it about the balance, about not spending that 60, 70, 80, 90 hours a week working that allows them to succeed?
Well, anytime I hear people talk about grinding, I hear that terminology a lot. Well, what happens when you grind something? After a while, it dissipates, right? If you grind and grind and grind and grind, well, it just goes away. So if you're just constantly just grinding, you're probably not being the most efficient that you can be. Some of my best ideas are in the shower, at the gym. I get clarity when I'm hiking a mountain because it's like, oh, wait a minute. This problem that I had at work, it's clear as day. But when I'm grinding, when I'm sitting there and work, I can't, the solutions don't come to me. So that's when I try to talk to people about, hey, let's have some real like balance where you're not just focused on this one issue, because the problem is you can't see everything that you need to be. In fact, if you're really grinding right now, if some of these guys and gals are listening, if you're struggling with a problem, get up, just go walk.
Yes.
Some of the smartest tech people, they walk to work. You know why? Because your body's moving. Then the endorphins are firing and all these positive things happen, but that's not grinding. Grinding is literally sitting on the same problem, not being creative. And again, it doesn't mean don't work hard. It just means work a little smarter.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You mentioned, you know, how people walk to work or whatever. That reminds me of Steve Jobs. I read a couple of his biographies, and if he was having a tough conversation, he very commonly would ask somebody to go for a walk with him. And it also reminded me of something that Tony Robbins said. And he said something about how if you want to change, change your body and move your body. If you're feeling, you know, like you don't have motivation or you're down on energy or whatever, move your body, go for a walk, get your body moving. You should do that regularly. Yeah. And I'm worried about the business owners that they think that some level of success in business or, you know, financially makes up for failure in other areas of their life. And it doesn't. Would you be on the same page with me on that?
1000%, brother, because look, I'm all about fulfillment and I believe in fulfilling and filling your buckets in every. So there's really 10 areas that I focus on. Now that's a lot. So if we want to break it down to even less, let's focus on work. Let's focus on our personal relationships. Mm. Let's focus on our health. Let's just start there.
Yeah.
How are those buckets being filled? Because ultimately, I've seen way too many times that somebody absolutely financially, they are killing it and they are miserable. They thought this amazing dream that they had was once they got there, which by the way, that's a facade. You never get there. It is always a work in progress. And I don't care. You talk to people that have had eight figure, nine figure, like serious payouts for their company. That doesn't mean they stop. That's not the end game. And they will also tell you the most fun is while they were building it. Because so often you reach this point and you sell your company. I've had this myself where you sell a company and you're like, shoot, I really kind of miss it. It was amazing building it. And that's where you start another one, right? And that's kind of what is so rewarding, to actually enjoy the process. And that's the other thing, while you're doing it, have fun while doing it, because you're far more creative and far more apt to succeed if you're having fun while building your companies versus just sitting there and, all right, we're going to put in the time. And I don't believe in time, by the way, as the end all be all. I believe in results. And Daniel Pink talked about it in the book Drive, results only work environment. What are your results? And if they're not great, maybe look to shift it a little bit.
Yeah. You know, that one thing I'm worried about for our listeners, and the reason why I'm worried about this is because this is speaking to who I am. And that is those who think that, hey, when I get there, I'm going to be happy, or I'm going to feel like I arrived, or I'm going to feel fulfilled or whatever. But, you know, the older I get, the more involved in business I get, I realized that my goalpost is actually not a goalpost at all. It's the journey. It's this process of becoming, right? Of becoming the type of person that has multiple $10 million plus companies, right? Becoming that type of person. And do you see that there's, with individuals that you're helping coach and that you're helping progress, do you see this as an issue with people that are like, hey, I just need to get there. Once I make this amount of money, once I have this job, then I'm going to be happy.
Yeah. So if any of the listeners or my coaching clients, they've heard what I'm about to say, and they've probably heard it ad nauseum. Past is pain, future is anxiety, present is everything. I say it all the time. Now, that's just a little spin on something that Buddhist cultures have talked about forever. But being in the present, being in your present moment is everything. That doesn't mean all your past memories are bad. Shoot, I have amazing past memories. But if I'm sitting there thinking about how great it was back then, how's my present moment? Probably not that great. If I'm only focused on the future, how great is my present moment? Probably not that great. So if you can trick your mind to just be like, look, set the big goals. Just like you said, multiple $10 million companies that you're going to have. And that's, you already know that's going to get there. Well, let's enjoy the journey while we do that. Because the truth is, you'll probably double or triple or quadruple that because you're enjoying the journey. And you probably won't get there if it's a miserable experience. So the more that people can just say, you know what, I'm going to live in this moment right now. So if things are really sucking, and you probably heard this, embrace the suck. When it sucks, embrace that. I'm not saying it's awesome that you're going to like it, but just know that when it's bad right now, it's about to be good. And you're probably learning that lesson that you really needed to learn. So embrace it.
The folks that are in the startup phase, it's really common for us to think, well, yeah, when I raise my first round of money, or once I get my first 1,000 customers, or once I hire my first 100 employees, or whatever it is. And I love that you said that you got to enjoy the moment. And a couple of minutes ago, you mentioned that the people that have kind of gone through the process, they realize that those tough moments, that the growth and the pains and the struggles and those types of things, those are what really matter. Those moments are, and I think that is me to a T. That is why I continue to start businesses from scratch, because I crave that, the unknown, and not, you know, being in a position where I can just buy my way out of all the issues and troubles. And if I could say something to people that are early, or that entrepreneurs that are trying to get to the next level, and I sound like an old dad or, you know, like a grandma, I don't know, but enjoy it. It doesn't last forever, but enjoy it. And I think you're right. If you enjoy it, it's this weird cycle, right? If you enjoy it, then you're going to be more successful anyway, and you're going to be out of that phase faster, right?
So true. Brother, when I do podcasts with former athletes or people that have sold their company, you'll never hear them talk about the championship unless you ask a very specific question. They will tell you about the journey, about the camaraderie, about the practices, about these stories being around their group. And that is the common thing. I don't care if it's an athlete or an executive or even parents. They don't talk about when their son or daughter did this. They talk about when the first time they were walking, or they experienced this with their child.
Yeah.
The journey is the joy. I mean, that is where you get all your joy, is during that journey. Yes, you're going to succeed and hit these amazing goals, but make sure you enjoy it along the way.
No, I think that's right. And, you know, at some point during the Christmas holiday, and I have small children, I have a daughter who's 3 and then boys who are 7 and 9. And it's great. Christmas is great. You know, a lot of fun with small kids. But at some point, I was sitting there thinking, you know, what the magic of Christmas was. And it hit me that the magic is in the small moments. It's not, you know, these huge things. It's me just being with them. And I think that it's that way with life too. The magic in business, what keeps bringing me back, is not the huge paydays. It's not. I don't have to work. That's not why I do it. The magic is when I'm able to help somebody progress to the next level. And the older I get, the more I realize. And with Hollywood, you know, we're conditioned to think that, you know, that our relationships with our spouses or whoever should be a certain way, right? With, you know, people running through daisies and slow motion, right? And that's not the magic. The magic is when you like do something super small for them. And it's the same way in business. It's not that big payday. Like you were saying, it's, you know, you talk to somebody and they're not talking about the championships. They're talking about those practices that really sucked. Right?
No, 100%. I think of, as you're talking, I go back, it's like flashes of the various companies, and I remember solving some problem or overcoming some really, and I remember being painful in the moment, but it's what I remember and cherish. Because when you're faced with something that sucks and you rally together with somebody, and if you're a solopreneur, okay, you probably have your support at home, so that's who you rally around. But if you have a team with you, you're going to look back and go, do you remember? And you'll laugh, you'll smile. And it was awful in the moment, and it's what you'll cherish later. And it's so true, man. Being a parent, when you watch your kids fall down or break something, you're like, oh, and then you think back and you're like, holding them as they were going through this catastrophic thing, you were there with them, and your business is the same way.
Yeah. At some point in my life, I realized that all of the best things about me, about who I am and about my experiences were the most difficult things. It's just, it's weird because you kind of, you know, as human beings, we try, and as entrepreneurs, startup entrepreneurs, all you're focused on is getting out of that phase where you don't have two nickels to rub together, right? All we're trying to do is we want to get out. You know, I'm a little under the weather right now. I just want to not be feeling this way, right? But then we look back and we're like, man, those were the good times, right? Maybe not being sick, but you know, when the kids were keeping us up at night when they were little, or when our business was brand new. You know, it's funny because we don't think about it that way, but that's how we remember it. That's how we talk about it.
It's true. I remember my first office. I had spent every dime essentially that I had, just got married. And I remember sitting at the conference table playing a game of football somehow because we were celebrating this moment. And again, I didn't know where the next dollar was coming from, but it didn't matter. In that moment, it was incredible. And then I remember the next day and experience, okay, we got a problem here. How are we going to go find that next customer and figuring it out? And so it's like, it's never as bad as you think it is. And it's also never as good as you think it is.
Yeah.
So just in that moment, just breathe it in. Just really spend the time and know that this too shall pass, good or bad. Yep. But really breathe it in and know that this is the good stuff.
100%. Well, tell us a little bit about the things that you've got cooking right now, JM, where you at, and tell us about your business and some of the things that you're accomplishing right now.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Let's Go Win. It literally exists to inspire people to live their best lives. So every single day, what I get to do is I get to work with people and say, what are your dreams? Let's go get it. It's pretty awesome. Now, does that mean I don't have bad days? No, of course I do. But it's amazing. Every single day I get to jump out of bed, which is pretty awesome. So I wrote a couple books and those have gone well. I love doing the podcast, which, by the way, you're going to be a guest. You guys make sure and check him out because I know he's going to kill it. So I'm working on that. And then the third book, my wife may or may not want to hear that. So if she's in earshot, don't worry, babe, it's going to be fine. But I just love creating. So I'm finishing up. I do a blog every week. So I'm just about to finish that, where I don't think I'm going to do any more of those. I'm going to focus on the next book. And it's just exciting, man. I completely shifted my marketing from 2021 to 2022. I'm only taking on three clients this year, and I have one, and I have two more that I know are coming. And it's just a matter of finding them. And so it's exciting because I was working with one-on-ones and doing a lot of work, and I loved every moment. And if my guys and gals are listening, I loved being with you, but now it's just got to grow. It's got to spread to more people within these three companies, essentially, that I'll bring on as clients. So it's exciting, man. 2022 is going to be an awesome year, just as good as 2021, but I don't know, something special about this year. I don't know why. Just, I told my wife, I looked her, I was like, babe, this is going to be special. And I just believe it. So it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, that the funny thing is that the attitude is what really makes a difference. And it's super cliche and corny, but when you really believe that, what happens is you're going to put the work behind it. Right. And I'm the same way. I like to think that each year of my life gets better, regardless of what happens. Look at, man, we didn't have any control over COVID. What, you know, it just, but what do we do? You know, and I feel for, there have been people that have been affected a lot more than I have with it. But, you know, and being an entrepreneur is that it's, hey, look, at there's going to be some things that happen that are outside of our control, but 2022 is going to be our best year ever. Right. I just love that attitude.
I cherish what you just said because it's true. Think about this. I started my podcast in 2020. Right during the pandemic, because I had an opportunity. I wasn't traveling as much as I was with my business. Well, let's do something. And it has become my favorite form. I love this platform, brother. And so now it's almost like a selfish endeavor. I get so much from being on with great hosts like you or have you on as a great guest. And that probably would have been delayed or may not have happened had COVID not come along. So it's recognizing your opportunities and just, okay, is what it is.
Yeah.
What can we do?
Yeah, that's the thing. In every economy, in every environment, there's opportunity. I love our country. I really do. I think it's the greatest country in the world. And I spent 2 years of my life in South America. I spent 2 years of my life in Chile. And I love it there. I love Chileans. I love South Americans. And I just think we're blessed to be here. And, you know, there's opportunity around every corner. And there are folks that found ways to do better and to serve more people during COVID. And there are people that, you know, that chose to kind of freeze up and, you know, the fortune favors the bold, right? So, well, I'm excited for you, man. It sounds like you have big things going in 2022. Where can my listeners reach out to you if they want to learn more about everything that you're doing?
Absolutely, brother. Thanks. Let'sGoWin.com is easy. Let's Go Win podcast or Let's Go Win 365. I tried to keep everything Let's Go Win. I'm passionate about working with teams, and I would love to hear more from your listeners if there's anything I can do to support them, because you said it. It's a choice, right? People choose one way or the other. And I love helping people choose for them for having their best life today. So thanks, man, for getting that out there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, we have J.M. Ryerson, and he is an Amazon best-selling author. And I mean, he knows his stuff, right? Just a pleasure to have you on, man. Best of luck in everything that you do. I'm looking forward to being on your show and sharing whatever knowledge I can with your listeners, as you've done with mine. And just best of luck, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you too.
If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please leave us a rating. And for daily inspiration and business tips, follow Alan on Instagram. Until next time, remember, we build the future one entrepreneur at a time.